Tell me about your first job after your training.
Well, I was very lucky after I qualified to be offered the job of social dietitian at the Royal Infirmary. This entailed working at the diabetic clinics in the mornings and going out to visit patients in their own homes in the afternoon. One, of course, couldn't go to visit every new patient, and some of them, in fact, lived out of town, and one had to really timetable your work. Sometimes it was possible to visit two people in the afternoon if they lived reasonably near each other, but otherwise, it was just one person. This was very interesting work. And the homes were all very different. Some of them had very little furniture or carpets or rugs on the floor, but most of them had very large television sets because this was a must-have in the 50s. The patients often at the first visit to the clinic were given so much information that they really got quite confused about what they were supposed to do and really appreciated having a visit from a dietitian who could sit down with them in their own home and sort out a lot of their problems. Well, quite often the patients felt that they had to do special cooking for the diabetics, but this assured them that this was not necessary and that they could quite easily incorporate the food for the diabetic patient into the ordinary menu. For example, if they were making a milk pudding, they could just make it in the normal way without sugar, lift out a portion for the diabetic and add sugar for the rest of the family. Quite a lot of the patients worked on shifts, and this always caused a bit of a problem. But then if you sat down and worked it out with them, they knew exactly what they were to have on their day shift and their back shift, as they talked about, which was a 3-to-10 shift. And then some of them even worked night shifts. But there wasn't a problem. One could always solve it.